Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Rob Grede, G-R-E-D-E. And he's our longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Naked Marketing, the Bare Essentials, third edition. Rob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the impact of growth on your business and how you can literally succeed yourself right out of business if you don't have a capitalization plan that matches your marketing plan. And one of the things that we talked about in the last couple of segments is borrowing the money, having a periodic line of credit you can tap from time to time, and how to make your banker happy about that. Another way that you mentioned that we can talk about a little bit is maybe bringing in an investor. Now, I don't recommend this, my friends. I probably unrecommend it, but it is an option, right, Rob?
You know, it's not as bad an option as maybe as you're letting on, because there are ways to acquire equity funding from friends, relatives, and those sorts of people who are not going to put the kind of pressure on you that a stranger might.
Yeah, but you still got to look at them at the family reunions.
Yes, you do, and you also have to maintain an arm's length relationship. You should always maintain it on a professional level. If I'm borrowing money from my brother or my brother-in-law, God forbid, you're going to want to put up the same kind of documentation that you would have from someone else. But the point I'm making is that brother or brother-in-law will know your character better than the average stranger.
Right.
And since lending is made up of those what do we call them, the four C's of cash and capital and character and all those, the character one being the most important, at least bankers tend to feel that the character is the most important. Who's going to know you better than a family member or a friend?
Which might be the reason you don't get the money, by the way.
That might also be true, depending upon their judgment of your character. But I wanted to mention just what I call the stages of equity funding. You want to start out with what we call seed money. That's for startups, and the highest tends to be the highest risk. Second round is less risky, and then there's mezzanine and hybrid funding, and then finally you get to that IPO. That's kind of like the nirvana for small businesses when you do an initial public offering. It's the least risk, but it is still riskier than some conventional lending. So you can look at...
And one of the things, let's back up a little bit and talk about something that may be a little more in the reality of a small business that's in those lower levels. And that's instead of going to Uncle George, you go to angel investors.
That's true too. There's lots of different types of angel investors.
These guys are kind of like your relatives, because they like what you're doing. They're a little bit romantic about what you're doing, the way you are. I mean, they kind of get into it a little bit. They've got some money. They may help you. They may actually get involved with contacts and that sort of thing. And like you said, they're going to be less likely to break your knees if you don't pay them right away.
That's exactly right. We should make a different distinction between venture capital and angel investors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Venture capitalists tend to be the big professional guys who are looking for 25% return on their investment in within 3 years, and put all sorts of pressure on you to achieve those kinds of goals, whereas angel investors tend to be more like the doctor, the dentist, the lawyer, who all pool their funds together.
Right.
Then offer it's almost like what you were talking about earlier, crowdfunding.
Right.
You find a way to get that from large wealthier individuals who are not necessarily professional investors.
But I do. There are ways of getting money out there from that are, it's equity money. The good news is you don't have the cash flow, the debt service on it during for a while like you would on a loan. But I'll tell you something, Rob, I just think that most for 98% of all small businesses, bringing in an equity partner is not a good thing.
I will disagree only in that my experience, because it's a personal experience, when I founded my company, I brought in family members and friends, and everybody got paid back, fortunately, yep. And it was, I think, a successful venture for everyone. So
did you, but did you sell the business?
I did.
See, that's the difference, though. You had an exit strategy. Most small business owners' exit strategy doesn't match the investor's exit strategy.
That's right. Now, the key issue is the exit strategy.
That's right.
Hey, Rob, I got to be an exit investor. You want to know that, and it's got to agree with your financial goals.
That's exactly right. Rob, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Well done. Come back soon.
Hey, thanks very much. Robert Grede, GREDE.com. Naked Marketing, the Bare Essentials.
Check it out, folks. He's a good one. He'll have Rob back soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.